Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
First pitch. Breaking ball. Hit high. Hit deep. Left center. Bye-bye baseball.
You want to talk about athleticism? It's on display in the booth right now.
Lane Grindle. Lane, how are you right now?
Wonderful. It is a beautiful, warm day in Phoenix. There's barely a cloud in the sky, and we're appreciating that. It's an off day for the Brewers, so it's one of those days where you can get out and sit by the pool a little bit, maybe go on a trail hike, you know, all the great stuff that Arizona has to offer.
Oh, that's so fun. I want to do this. I want to do your call with Andrew Fisher. It's about 14 seconds long, and it's so good. Brewers' first-round draft pick from last year hits his first homer of spring training in the eighth inning against the Reds Saturday. He cranked the ball 397 feet to right field.
High fly ball, deep right field. This ball's way out of here for Andrew Fisher. Wow. Talk about some loud contact from last year's first round draft pick.
What was it like to see that in person?
You know, it happened fast. I mean, he is such a powerful kid. His bat definitely plays. There's a lot of power in there. And we're just kind of getting to know him a little bit, right? There's so many good young prospects in this Brewers organization. And that's really one of the fun things, Julia, about spring training is that we get a chance to see the Jesus Medes, the Luis Peñas, the Andrew Fishers, the Brock Wilkins of the world playing a lot of big league spring training games. And while that's not the same thing as a big league regular season game, it's still fun to see these guys put their talents on display. And Andrew Fisher is the number one third base prospect in minor league, you know, in baseball right now, according to MLBpipeline.com. So it's been especially fun to get a chance to see him. We won't get to see him for a couple of weeks now because he's going to play for Team Italy in the WBC, but certainly an impressive swing from that young man.
Yeah, you set that up, Lane. He'll be playing for Team Italy, will Mr. Fisher, and 13 other Brewers also going to be participating. William Contreras, Jackson Trujillo for Venezuela. Bryce Terang is going to be participating. Joey Ortiz. I mean, I could just run through the list. When several players leave during this competition, does that open the door, if you're one of those guys who's sort of a fringe MLB talent, to try and position yourself better for the long game of, I've got eyes on me now when they otherwise wouldn't be, here's my opportunity, which could maybe set me up between being in Double-A or maybe being at that doorstep in Triple-A to the majors?
Hey, you know, that's a good question. I think if you're Brewers management, if you're the front office, if you're the on-field coaching staff, you probably take the results in spring training to some degree with a grain of salt, right?
Sure.
These are really invariable situations. These games are where sometimes you're facing a low A pitcher, sometimes you're facing a double A pitcher, sometimes you're facing a big leaguer. And depending on who it is and what the situation is, you know, sometimes it's even tougher to face the double A guy than the big league pitcher because maybe the big league pitcher is just trying to get his work in and he's working on a certain pitch and he's not really attacking the day the way he would come April or May. There's so much about spring training that is about the training part of it that it's really hard to say. But I think it's a good question, and I do think it does provide some runway for some of the younger guys and some of the, I think really the guys like a Reese McGuire, who's on a minor league contract with the Brewers. And before the Brewers signed Gary Sanchez, you would have said, hey, he's got the inside track to be the Brewers backup catcher this year. Well, now that's probably not going to happen because the Brewers gave Gary Sanchez a big league deal. But what Reese McGuire can do is either set himself up to be the first call if something happens, if he goes to AAA Nashville, or perhaps he grabs the attention of another team and they put him on their big league rosters. So it will provide opportunities for guys to play more, to get in front of scouts a little bit more for those guys that need that in order to maybe not even just catch on with the Brewers, but maybe if you're a minor league invite to big league camp that's signed in the offseason, you've got an opt-out at the end of spring training and you can maybe find yourself on a big league club somewhere else too.
We only have a couple seconds left, Lane, but is the Miz going to be playing tomorrow?
Yeah, Miz going to get the ball tomorrow against Great Britain. Mm. So it'll be fun to see him get out there for the first time this spring. The Brewers going very slow with their starting pitching, and I think that's very, very wise. So we'll see Miz for the first time tomorrow.
Ooh, we will be listening right here on WTMJ in the afternoon. I think 2:10 Central Time will be the first pitch, right? Yep. Adam gave me the thumbs up.
That's correct.
He is Lane Grindle. Thank you so much, Lane.
Looking forward to it. Thanks so much.